This is Dr. Dave dictating consultation on Page, P-A-I-G-E, last name Cooney, C-O-O-N-E-Y. Her date of birth is October 30, 1970. Patient seen for Irene Pago, P-A-I-G-L-E, and for Dr. Sears. New paragraph. Dear sir, thank you for this referral. Patient seen. Records reviewed. Consultation is as follows. New paragraph. This 54-year-old female used to smoke 20 years ago, one pack every week for about 10 years. She quit 20 years ago. Alcohol only socially. She's allergic to penicillin and lisinopril. Symptoms. She complains of occasional weakness. New paragraph. History of present illness. Patient was obese in past, and she had gastric sleeve surgery in 2012. She initially lost weight, however she has regained it back. Recently she has been on water pill for some fluid retention. The patient's past medical history includes history of ITP. 25 years ago, she was treated with steroids. Recently, she is taking multivitamin with iron supplement. She never had blood transfusion. She is referred here because recently she was found to a hemoglobin of 11.1 and her iron saturation was low at 11%, ferritin was 11. In past, her hemoglobin was 10.4, that was a month ago. New paragraph. A physical exam, she is short, 4 feet 5 inch tall, weighing 342. Blood pressure initially was high at 139 over 127, but recheck it was 130 over 100. New paragraph. She is normocephalic. ICNT unremarkable. Lymph node negative in the neck. Chest symmetrical. Lungs clear. Heart regular. Abdomen soft. Bounce house active. Extremity minimal edema. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1. Status post bariatric surgery. Diagnosis 2. Low iron saturation and ferritin. Diagnosis 3. Mild anemia. Most likely iron deficiency. New paragraph recommendations. For now, we can start her on oral iron and see if she can tolerate it and if that helps. If it does not, then we will consider intravenous iron. But since her hemoglobin is just borderline low, we can try this. New paragraph, thank you. This is a consultation on Page, P-A-I-G-E. Last name Cooney, C-O-O-N-E-Y, and patient is seen for Dr. Sears. Thank you.